Some moons ago, said Kane, his frown becoming more menacing, you and your friends raided a small village down the valley. You know the details better than I. There was a girl there, a mere child, who, hoping to escape your lust, fled up the valley. But you, you jackal of hell, you caught her and left her, violated and dying. I found her there, and above her dead form I made up my mind to hunt you down and kill you. Hmm, mused the wolf. Yes, I remember the wench. Mon Dieu, so the softer sentiments entered into the affair. Monsieur, I had not thought you an amorous man. Be not jealous, good fellow. There are many more wenches. Laloup, take care, Kane exclaimed, a terrible menace in his voice. I have never yet done a man to death by torture, but by God, sir, you tempt me. The tone, and more especially the unexpected oath, coming as it did from Kane, slightly sobered Laloup. His eyes narrowed, and his hand moved toward his rapier. The air was tense for an instant. Then the wolf relaxed elaborately. Who was the girl? He asked idly. Your wife?
I never saw her before, answered Kane.
Nom de nom, swore the bandit. What sort of man are you, monsieur, who takes up a feud of this sort merely to avenge a wench unknown to you?
That, sir, is my own affair. It is sufficient that I do so.
Kane could not have explained, even to himself, nor did he ever seek an explanation within himself. A true fanatic, his promptings were reasons enough for his actions.
You are right, monsieur, Laloup was sparring now for time. Casually he edged backward inch by inch, with such consummate acting skill that he aroused no suspicion even in the hawk who watched him.
Monsieur, said he, possibly you will say that you are merely a noble cavalier, wandering about like a true Galahad, protecting the weaker. But you and I know different. There on the floor is the equivalent to an emperor's ransom. Let us divide it peaceably. Then, if you like not my company, why, nom du nom, we can go our separate ways.
Kane leaned forward, a terrible brooding threat growing in his cold eyes. He seemed like a great condor about to launch himself upon his victim.
Sir, do you assume me to be as great a villain as yourself?
Suddenly Laloup threw back his head, his eyes dancing and leaping with a wild mockery and a kind of insane recklessness. His shout of laughter sent the echoes flying.
Gods of hell! No, you fool, I do not class you with myself. Mon Dieu, Monsieur Kane, you have a task indeed if you intend to avenge all the wenches who have known my favors.
Shades of death! Shall I waste time in parleying with this base scoundrel? Kane snarled in a voice suddenly bloodthirsting, and his lean frame flashed forward like a bent bow suddenly released. At the same instant, Laloup, with a wild laugh, bounded backward with a movement as swift as Kane's. His timing was perfect. His back-flung hand struck the table and hurled it aside, plunging the cave into darkness as the candle toppled and went out. Kane's rapier sang like an arrow in the dark as he thrust blindly and ferociously.
Adieu, Monsieur Galahad!
The taunt came from somewhere in front of him, but Kane, plunging toward the sound with the savage fury of baffled wrath, caromed against a blank wall that did not yield to his blow. From somewhere seemed to come an echo of a mocking laugh.